We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about the television show Love at First Kiss. The concept, very simple. Two strangers meet for the first time, and within seconds, they kiss, and then they spend time together to see if the chemistry is there, because they started with such an intimate experience.
It was so fun.
So we brought in Jeff, who actually drove in from Athens.
Yep.
And he came in to be a part of this, and we introduced him to Paula, who took the day off of work, or the morning off of work, to come here. And all they had to do, Paula, we talked to Paula first, stood in the studio, stood right there. I should have, and everybody's thankful I didn't, but I should have pulled out the audio of them kissing, because it's gross.
I got to hold the microphone up close and personal. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Kelly Cheese jammed that microphone right up there, a little too close.
Your picture on Instagram was hilarious, actually.
And the two of them kissed.
Yep.
And then they got to know each other. Well, just the other day, they had themselves a date.
Oh.
And Paula's joining us now. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Now, you and Jeff had forced chemistry when you had to kiss each other, and then went out on a date, which I was surprised by, because right after the date, you were like, I don't know. I mean, the kiss is okay given the circumstances, but he's not really my type. But you still went.
Yeah, but I also said that, you know, I would still be open to going on a date just to see. You never know. You know, you could be surprised by who you have chemistry with.
Okay. Now, what is...
We went.
I was just going to describe Jeff, just based on looking at him in the short interaction, and Kelly, you correct me if I'm wrong, but he looked a little like fraternity dude. I mean, he was... He had his khakis and his polo and his loafers with no socks, and he drove in from Athens.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps stereotype him.
Right, but you can't judge a book by its cover.
I know,
Jeff.
I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying, just based on looking
mm-hmm.
at him.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was what I thought. And you said, Paula, that that's not normally your type.
No, it's totally not. But oddly enough, I thought that he was making up excuses that day in the studio. He's like, no, I'm not fratty. He's like, that's my work clothes.
Aw.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So, I mean, he did go back and say that's not normally like how I dress. That's how I have to dress for work.
Okay.
But you don't really know, you know. So then I had to do, you know, a lot of Facebook and Instagram stalking. And he doesn't seem to be the fratty type at all. If anything, he seems to be really outdoorsy, really outdoorsy. So,
like mountain man outdoorsy, or
a little bit. He has his own photography business, so he does a lot of photography, so he's got like the artsy kind of thing going. Definitely the first impression, thinking that he was this fratty dude, was off.
Okay,
for sure.
So you guys agreed to go out maybe, what, a week after you kissed or so?
Yeah, it was hard because I was in the process of moving, and so I had to, like, put him off a little bit. But we went out actually on Monday. It was a Monday night date.
All right, that's safe.
yeah, that's safe. Right.
Because you can always bail on it and be like, oh, I got to get up early. So
Yeah, exactly.
So what was your date?
Okay, so he came to Lilburn because I work in Lilburn, and we met for dinner at Three Blind Mice, which is like one of the only places you can really eat in Lilburn.
Okay.
So that was nice. But that was nice. It's a good restaurant. I like it. So had dinner.
Can I pause you right there just to remind everybody? And there might be some people who don't even know this story. Kelly Cheese, were you here the day that the person made the Lilburn confession?
I don't know. What was that?
Well, somebody thought that Lilburn was actually a town called, there was a town, thought, was told as a kid or something, that there's a town called Burn and there's a town called Lilburn.
No.
And so she just thought that Lilburn was just the kind of cool way to say Lilburn.
No. Like the slang way.
Yeah. Where you live? I live in Lilburn. Oh, my grandmother grew up in Big Burn.
Yes.
So, all right, I'm sorry. Sorry for that, Paula.
Sidetracked.
So you go to Three Blind Mice.
Totally fine. So you go to Three Blind Mice. You have dinner. It was fun. We talk. We, you know, whatever. It was great. And then he's like, so is that the only shoes you brought? And I'm wearing flip-flops.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm also wearing, like, a cotton dress. Okay? So I'm casual, but I am in a dress.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, okay, because I was thinking about maybe doing, you know, like something where we'd have to do a little bit of hiking. And I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, I can handle that.
Sure,
and
hiking.
My flip-flops, no big deal.
Flip-flop cotton dress hiking is the best kind of hiking. It's what I wear.
It's the best.
Yeah.
The best. It's the only way to do it, really. So I'm wearing my flip-flops and my dress. And he takes me, I get into his car, and then he tells me that we're going into the woods to some undisclosed location. And I'm just like, cool, this sounds fun.
Not sketchy at all.
Not sketchy. In hindsight, I'm retelling this story to, like, my family, my coworkers, and they're all looking at me with their jaws on the floor, like, why would you go into the woods with a stranger?
You've just described the first 90 seconds of every episode of the first 48.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I don't know, good vibes. He didn't seem like he was going to murder me, so, you know.
Let me see your feet, Paula. Are you wearing good running shoes? No? Okay, come on into the woods with me.
Got him. So we do. We drive somewhere, and then we have to hike. And when I tell you, there's not a trail. There's not a path. This is like he knew of a place in high school when he used to live around there that he and his friends would go. And they would get there just by, like, hopping fences and climbing over rotten trees and stuff. there's no path. And eventually we get to this really beautiful rock quarry. It was amazing once we got there. But I got really scraped up. I got so scraped up. I mean, I have to say I handled it really well. I'm kind of amazing in that sense. No, I'm kind of
amazing. I'm a catch.
I'm totally amazing. No, but it was really cool once we got there. I mean, the rock quarry was awesome, and I'm pretty sure we weren't, like, legally supposed to be there. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have said that on the radio, but
did you climb over a fence to get there? Because that's your first time.
Well, there was a hole in the fence, so we didn't actually have to climb it. Okay. We just had to, like,
That's basically
through it.
That's basically a gate. Well, I'm glad.
It's welcoming, right? Yeah.
So I'm glad to be talking to you now after this man that you never met before took you into the woods down
not a trail.
Yeah, down a journey through fences and with no trail, so you couldn't get back if you wanted to an abandoned rock quarry. That sounds totally safe. So it's really.
Well, it wasn't an abandoned rock quarry. There's still. But when we sat down, because he brought like a backpack with like a blanket and like flashlights. He had everything but bug spray. And when we sit down, I look at my legs. I am covered in chiggers.
Oh my god! Oh no! So
completely covered in chiggers.
So here's my question: did you kiss again?
Actually, no.
Why not?
Because she was too busy scratching.
Nobody tried. Nobody tried. It was weird. I was like, okay, whatever. I think, you know, we had a great time, and there was nothing, like, bad. I mean, obviously, it was. I see it as humorous, you know, everything with the hiking and all that kind of stuff. It really didn't, like, ruin anything. It was kind of funny. But I really just, there wasn't that moment where it was like, oh, I have to kiss you. Like, it wasn't a, like, heavy chemistry kind of situation.
So you mean while you're covered in chiggers and scraped up and sweating?
Yeah. It doesn't heighten the romance at all.
So then two questions about the end of the date. The first one is, Did he drop you off at your car or at urgent care? That's one.
At my car.
Okay.
I drove myself to the urgent care.
And question number two is, will you see him again?
You know, well, probably at the party next weekend. But probably not in like a dating situation. I think that he's great. And I would love to have some reason why, like, oh, no, this is the thing that's wrong with him. But really, it was just like, you know, I mean, I probably don't really want to, like, continue to date. But he's cool. Like, he's awesome.
All right.
But, you know, it wasn't love at first kiss.
All right, well.
I hate to disappoint you guys.
I'm glad that we did the experiment. I'm glad you were so honest with us, and I'm glad he didn't murder you.
Yeah, I'm really glad he didn't murder you.
I'm particularly glad I did not get murdered.
I almost wonder if his mind, he's like, I wonder how many sketchy Law and Order type things I can do before she panics and bails. And then you went all the way, and next thing you know, he's sitting in the woods with you, and he's like, well, crap, this I didn't.
Where do I go from here? Uh-huh.
All right, thank you, Paula. We appreciate it.
Thank you. See you guys later.
Bye, Paula.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.